Hundreds of people filled the Taconic High School auditorium, with some 80 people signing up to present oral comments to FERC representatives. The agency's John Piconum presided over the meeting.
In fact, we are from Washington. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I know everything about this area. We depend on your input, your comments, to help us learn about this area, help us understand the issues.
Piconum says FERC will use the comments to create an environmental impact study of Kinder Morgan's proposed 418-mile pipeline that would go through Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Earlier this month, the owners of Tennessee Gas downsized its plans from a 36-inch pipe to 30 inches. It could carry 1.3 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day, compared to a 2.2 billion capacity with the larger pipe. Last year, the company signed contracts with distribution companies accounting for roughly 500 million cubic feet of gas per day. Ellen Ford is Kinder Morgan's vice president of public affairs.
We've been consistent in our message to the public in that it's going to be 30 or 36 inch, up to a maximum of 2.2 billion, but we won't build that if we don't have the customer interest to do that. So where we are now, the contracts we have, others that we may get, the state of Maine, power generation, we think we'll be in a good place and we'll have enough capacity to address the short-term and the long-term needs of the Northeast for natural gas.
On July 24th, Kinder Morgan filed a report with thousands of pages of information. With that in mind, Massachusetts Senate President Stan Rosenberg, Senator Ben Downing, and Representatives Gail Ann Caridi, Stephen Kulik, and Susanna Whips Lee are asking FERC to postpone the scoping process and extend the public comment period by 60 days. Representative Paul Mark also signed the letter to FERC, which he read at the meeting.
Without a restarting of this process, we believe that our constituents who would be affected by this project will be unable to offer full and meaningful testimony and comments on a project which threatens both the environmental health and quality of life in our region.
The pipe would go through watersheds in Hinsdale, Peru, Windsor, and Dalton. John Bartels, chair of Dalton's Select Board, says construction work and the pipe could impact drinking water for 50,000 people in those towns and in Lenox, Richmond, and Pittsfield. Bartels says Dalton has drafted an alternate route through the town.
Again, this alternative route avoids our watershed, reservoirs, public water supply well. It also avoids populated areas of town.
Others expressed concerns over noise, light, and emissions from a proposed compressor station in Windsor, claiming it will drop property values and disrupt the town's defining natural landscapes. Douglas McNally is a Windsor selectman.
We question the placement of a large industrial complex in a community where the next largest business is a general store with one gas pump.
A compressor station is also proposed in New York's Rensselaer County. Ford says the stations, which the company doesn't expect will exceed 41,000 horsepower, are needed to move the gas along the line.
Part of it is a landowner saying, I will sell you this amount of property. And then also you look at factors around there. You do try to locate in areas where there is less residential development or less planned residential development.
Ford says the company's compressor stations adhere to state regulations, and in Massachusetts, residential areas have developed right next to them. Adam Lupino is the policy director for the New England region of the Laborers International Union of North America. He says the organization's 65,000 members and 52 local unions are in full support of the project and the 3,000 jobs it's expected to create.
This project represents the promise of good family-supporting jobs to the region.
Kinder Morgan plans to file its formal application with FERC in October. Gene Atwater Williams of Sandusfield says Kinder Morgan's Connecticut expansion project, which runs through the southwestern Massachusetts town, is illegally separated from the Northeast Energy Direct project. She cited a June 2014 decision in Delaware Riverkeeper Network versus FERC and intervener Tennessee Gas, which found that FERC impermissibly segmented the environmental reviews of the company's Northeast Upgrade Project and three other regional proposals.
It is therefore FERC's duty under federal law to immediately deny the Connecticut expansion application and then require Kinder Morgan to withdraw this NED pre-filing until such time as they can prepare a pre-filing that legally and appropriately address the project in its entirety.
Vincent DeVito, an attorney for Northeast Energy Solutions, which is reviewing whether NED is needed, says Kinder Morgan's Northeast and Connecticut projects are illegally segmented. Ford says the Connecticut expansion, which has not been fully approved, is a completely different project. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.